Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by one of my favorite people in the world. Introduce yourself, you know, name and your title with the festival.
I'm John Gann, and I am the festival director for the 26th Bethesda Row Arts Festival.
Yes, and it is returning to Bethesda on Saturday, September 7th and Sunday, September 8th. And we want to underscore that it is, you know, September this year, so not October. So yeah, whatever you want to say at the top about that. Why did you move it, and why is it even better to go a little earlier?
Well, we moved it because Well, we moved it because there were some holidays conflicting in October, so we had to find a better another time for it. And because there are some other major art shows along the East Coast in September, the only weekend we could find was the weekend after Labor Day, which actually I think works out best. We are the first event of the fall, and it's a great way to usher in a new season.
Absolutely. And remind us what it is like. So you're in your 26th year now. I know last year it was what, five blocks and 165 artists. So how many, what's it, what's the overall big picture, you know, stats this year?
So this year we are still five blocks. We have taken over a huge part of the Bethesda Row area of Bethesda. We have 185 artists. 82 are new to the show, which is fantastic. So almost half of them are completely new. 52 of them are from within an hour of the DMV. So we love that. So we have a lot of local artists this year. And we, of course, have favorites from last year and all the award winners from last year are back, which is great. But it's nice that we have new artists and more artists that are local. It really does showcase A, that DC is a great art community, and B, that the show has enough impression on people that artists want to be part of something that's new artists want to be part of it.
Absolutely. So who are some of those local artists? I know in past years you've given us some good, you've plucked out a couple individual names that I think they make for good sound bites. Do you want to highlight any of the local artists?
So from local artists, we have Matthew Miller, who is an incredible painter, very realistic still life, so realistic you would think they're photographs.
And is he from like a really cool town that I'm talking to you now from, I think? Is he from Frederick?
I believe he is from Frederick, yes. So he's from a cool part of the DMV.
There you go.
We have Ruth Becker, who was an award winner last year. Some beautiful sculptures made out of cut paper and plywood. They're really something spectacular. As far as new artists locally, we have Roberta Manley, who is a well-known jeweler based out of Fairfax. And we have Lenny Campello, who is a fixture of the DC art community. He writes one of the most important art blogs in the area. He's going to be showing his pastels and drawings, and I believe he might actually have some ceramic pieces also. So we're
Awesome.
very excited to have so many incredible artists this year, showcasing their work.
Awesome. And when we say showcasing the work, you know, this isn't just for, you know, for the pride of of showing it. It's
No.
also like they're competing for prize money, right? Usually.
Yes, we have 16 prizes we give out each year, category winners, and three major cash awards, including a grand prize winner who wins, I think, $3,500. So, yeah, it's an important festival for these artists. It's also a show that, people come to Bethesda Row to buy art. That's kind of the point of it. And our artists do really well. It's a community that loves to buy art and to collect art and to kind of foster new artists. So we're very excited that we have so many new people and so many local people this year.
Absolutely. And sort of to speak to sort of the back half of what you were saying, yes, it's not just the judges and the prize money. It's also mostly to sell the actual work. And so yeah, just follow, you kind of already said it, but
Sure.
just to have a second soundbite. For the patrons that are walking around, just sort of describe how it's sort of free and walkable, and you might be able to pick up some cool art along the way, you know.
Sure. So the five blocks are full of these 10 by 10 tents that the artists bring in. All of their work is for sale. There's art from every price point for people who are just new to collecting art. Things that are $50 to $100. And of course, there's works there, huge works, beautiful works. They're, thousands of dollars. So there's something for everyone and every taste. And you just, most people come for about 2 or 3 hours and they just walk the five blocks and sort of amazed. And we actually have a lot of people who come back the next day on Sunday to kind of re-see it, rethink it, and make some big purchases.
Is that how you recommend it? Go Saturday as sort of the perusing and make some notes and then come back and buy Sunday?
Well,
Or, I mean, you can always do the same day. It
right.
doesn't matter,
Yeah,
but make a weekend of it if you want.
we would love people to come for 2 days, but we know that's not necessarily practical. And there's plenty of parking, so come on either day. Come early if you really want to take your time and take a few hours to walk around, or just park the car, grab an ice cream, and just kind of walk through it really quickly and see what you like and see what catches your fancy.
Awesome. And where are the five blocks? What, isn't it like three different streets?
Yeah, so we closed down the area around Bethesda Row. So Bethesda Avenue, Woodmont Avenue, and Elm Street. The show starts about a block from the subway station. So if you're taking Metro, it's right there. There's plenty of parking, including the garage that's sort of in between. And there's at least another dozen lots and garages within 2 blocks of the event.
I love it. How, I guess as we wind this thing down, I probably have enough to work with, but how, do you know how many people came last year? I know last time we spoke, the pre-pandemic numbers was like 30,000 people, and then la you and then during our interview last year, you had said it was around, I guess the prior year was like 25,000. So slowly starting to get back, but what was it last year?
Last year we had 25,000 people show up, which is incredible. This year we're hoping for the same, maybe a little bit more since we have more artists. But these are people who love art. And if you love art and you love to do something fun and new, and this weekend's supposed to be really beautiful, it's just a great, fun outdoor family event.
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of said it at the top, but again, I'm going to do two radio pieces. Talk about why you said this weekend's supposed to be really beautiful out. Like, talk about how September weather-wise is going to be a perfect time to be out. Like, give me a soundbite on, this the super hot weather is on its way out and the crisp fall weather is coming in or something like that.
Well, I believe the horrible hot summer we've had is done with. It looks like this weekend's gonna be nice and cool. It's a perfect time to walk around the neighborhood and see lots of art. And it's a great way to kick off the fall season.
Love it. Trying to think if there's anything else. Price range. What does it range like? Because basically, as you walk around, folks, there's stuff for small budgets and big budgets. Whatever you're looking for.
We have artists who are relatively new to this scene, and some of their works are less than $100. We have other artists who have been around for many years and sell massive paintings and sculptures, and they're thousands of dollars. There's something for everyone's price point, whether it's jewelry or ceramics or paintings or photography or wood. There's something for everyone.
Awesome. I have enough.
Good.
Let's end with before pretend that I'm not here. Talk directly to the listeners. Invite them out. Hey everyone, we in the DMV, we invite you to come on out this Saturday, Sunday, whatever you want to say.
Come on out this Saturday and Sunday for the 26th Bethesda Roll. Sorry, not
That's
roll.
right. There's the roll. You got to roll down the street, and whatever art you pick up along the way, whatever wraps around you as you roll, that's it.
Come out this Saturday and Sunday for the 26th Bethesda Row Arts Festival, one of the largest art festivals on the East Coast. 185 artists, 82 are new to the show, 52 are local. Five incredible blocks of art for every price point. Of course, it's the fantastic shops and food of Bethesda Row. So we look forward to seeing you for the great weather and kicking off the fall.
Sounds good. Thanks, my friend.
I
All right.
really appreciate this.
All
Take it
right, see
easy.
ya.